This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid foundation stone of development projects worth over 7,780 crore rupees in Assam and West Bengal yesterday and flagged off 5 Amrit Bharat Express trains from two states. In Assam, Prime Minister Modi laid the foundation stone of Kaziranga Elevated Corridor project worth over 6,950 crore rupees at Kaliabor. The elevated wildlife corridor will ensure uninterrupted movement of animals, reduce human-wildlife conflict. The Prime Minister said the 86-kilometer-long corridor is an environmentally conscious national highway project.
Kaziranga Elevated Corridor aur nayi rail sevaon se Assam ke logon ke liye nayi sambhavnaen taiyar hogi. Main Assam ki janta और देशवासियों को इन महत्वपूर्ण परियोजनाओं के लिए बधाई देता हूं। जब प्रकृति सुरक्षित होती है तो उसके साथ अवसर भी पैदा होते हैं। पिछले कुछ वर्षों में काजीरंगा में पर्यटकों की संख्या में लगातार बढ़ोतरी हुई है।
The Prime Minister also flagged off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains from Kamakhya to Rohtak and Dibrugarh to Lucknow. In West Bengal, Prime Minister Modi laid the foundation stone of development projects worth more than 830 crore rupees and flagged off three Amrit Bharat trains connecting Kolkata with other parts of the country. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said all central projects will accelerate the development of West Bengal. He highlighted that for a developed India, the development of eastern India is essential and the Union government is continuously working towards this goal. He said his two-day program in Assam and West Bengal strengthened this resolve. The Prime Minister laid the foundation stone of the extended port gate system at Balaghat, including an inland water transport IWT terminal and a road over bridge. He also launched a state-of-the-art electric catamaran in Kolkata. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the Jairambhati Barogopinathpur Mainapur new rail line and a new train service between Mainapur and Jairambhati. Later, addressing a Parivartan Sankalp Sabha in Singur, Prime Minister Modi mounted a sharp attack on the ruling Trinamool Congress. He alleged that the state government has been blocking the implementation of central schemes, preventing benefits from reaching the people. The Prime Minister emphasized that development initiatives should rise above political rivalries and focus on the needs of citizens. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that India's primary objective is to achieve self-reliance in defence manufacturing. He was speaking at a program held at the Medium Caliber Ammunition Facility established by Solar Industries in Nagpur. On the occasion, the first production consignment of the Pinaka guided rocket was dispatched in the presence of the Defence Minister. Mr. Singh said that exports of Pinaka missiles developed at the facility have already begun and several countries have shown interest in procuring them. United Arab Emirates President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan will be on an official visit to India today at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. This will be Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed's third official visit to India since assuming office as president and his fifth visit to the country over the past decade. The government has issued strong rebuttals to misleading claims being made regarding the Vikasit Bharat Ji Ramji Act. Calling the opposition's criticism of the act factually incorrect and misleading, it noted that the Vikasit Bharat Ji Ramji Act 2025 guarantees at least 125 days of wage employment to every rural household. In men's cricket, New Zealand defeated India by 41 runs in the third ODI in Indore last night. Chasing the target of 338 runs set by New Zealand, hosts India could score only 296 runs in 46 overs. Earlier put into bat first, the visitors posted 337 for 8 in the stipulated 50 overs in the decisive match. The IMD has forecast dense to very dense fog over Uttar Pradesh today, while dense fog conditions will prevail over Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Bihar. And with that, we end this news bulletin.